Let's go down to the Trop in St. Petersburg and bring in Alex Pavlovich. Alex, of course, covers the Giants for the Bay Area Newspaper Group. Al, as we like to say, good morning.
Good morning, Marty.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Very good. So let me get to you quickly on this thing. Believe in Lincecum now or not?
Yeah, I do. I mean, the number I wrote last night, you can never take starts out because all these starts happen and they all count towards the stats. But if you do take out that first start after the no-hitter, which was kind of a weird one, I mean, whether you look at the 148 pitches or the fact that he got so much time off and really is a guy who relies on rhythm, I mean, you take that one out, and since the beginning of June, he has a 2.89 ERA. So, you know, that's pretty good. And even with that one rough one, he still has a pretty good ERA and it really has done a nice job and still continues to strike guys out and continues to put up some of those numbers that are pretty similar to what he did in the past. So I think this is kind of a new Timmy, and it's a lot like the old one in terms of the results they're getting. And, you know, unfortunately right now he's kind of getting the old Matt Cain results too. He's never getting any run support. But just in terms of what he's done and being able to go out there last night and match a guy like David Price, I thought it was a great sign.
Yeah, I thought it was a very, very well done. I thought also your comments in the blog and what you wrote about Posey saying, hey, the guy prepares now. He's very, very much a student before the game, and we're on the same page knowing what we want to do. I think it's significant, and obviously that was probably the bone of contention last year.
Yeah, and to me the main thing with Tim right now is that you're seeing him not ever shake off Buster. You're seeing him step back on the rubber, and he's ready to go. I mean, he is moving as quickly as he possibly can at the pitcher. If he didn't have to wait for the hitter, he'd be getting through some of these starts pretty quickly. So I think it's just, you know, kind of like we saw in the postseason, his best when he just goes up there and throws. And he is so talented as a pitcher that you just don't want him to get inside his own head and then start thinking too much. So I think they have a good game plan. They're sticking to it. They're not really going away from it no matter what happens. And you see him go out there. He throws a pitch, gets right back on the rubber. He waits for Buster to call the next one, and he throws that one too. And when he's executing, he can still be pretty close to what he used to be.
Yeah, I agree. Now, we do the show after the game, and, I like the game of baseball, and probably you heard me talking about it as you were on hold here before you came on. Anybody ask Bruce Bochy about the managing in the last couple of innings and why he didn't play a little bit more small ball?
No, I think that was more of something where, if you're around here every day, and not to say that you aren't, I mean, you watch every single game, but just being there after every game and talking to him, he just is not somebody who likes to bunt and not somebody who likes to do, you know, the types of things that a lot of other managers do, and it doesn't really believe in giving away those outs. I do think there were times yesterday, and there have been times this season where they probably should have, but to me, in the 10th inning, I mean, you have Belt coming up, I think Frank Gore, and then
Arias.
So I think you know, to me, you take a pretty good shot at it there, and you have a guy at second who's a pretty fast runner, and then really anything to the outfield is going to score a pen. So I think they had three shots at it. They just didn't get it done.
Yeah, no, there's a reason for everything, and that's why I got into it last night, and, you know, I just wanted to know why. But when you have a ball club that struggles to score runs, it's certainly nice to do it. Alex, what's your take on Alex Rodriguez and all that's going on with him? I touched on that last night. I'd like to get your take. And you're around the baseball guys. What are they saying?
Oh, it's sullying my good name, I think. But you know, I watched SportsCenter this morning as I was having breakfast, and it's just all A-Rod all the time. And personally, I'm a little bit sick of it. I think he probably is not a very good person and probably has done some pretty bad things, but I think a lot of guys have too, and it seems like it's one of those things where one or two guys always take the brunt of these things, and he's taking a lot of the punishment. Where I think what Ryan Braun did, just from what we've heard, is just as bad and maybe worse, just because of how public he was about it and how he threw that sample collector under the bus and kind of threw a bunch of his teammates under the bus and lied to them. I think he kind of got off clean because he disappeared. And to me, the A-Rod stuff, I know it's Rod's headlines, and they're going to have fun with it on SportsCenter and ESPN and on the East Coast, but I wish it would just go away. There's just so many good stories in baseball right now, and we saw another one of them last night. Just David Price to throw 9 innings 4 times in 6 starts is pretty remarkable, and nobody will ever talk about it because the focus is on guys like A-Rod.
Oh, you're right. I know you got to get going. A couple of last quick thoughts for you. What do you think about the Rays? I mean, it's Boston and the Rays. I got a call from Gary Hughes, the Boston Red Sox scout, last night saying, come on, Giants, beat the Rays. We need help. Are they that good?
Yeah, you know, I know the lineup isn't maybe as deep as we're used to seeing from some of these other contenders, but just the way they pitch and watching Chris Archer and David Price back-to-back, I mean, those are two guys with just absolutely amazing arms and really great stuff, and Price just knows how to pitch now. I mean, he's figured it out and is somebody who, to me, is like watching Clayton Kershaw, except we're on the other coast here. I think if you can pitch like that, you're going to have a pretty good shot anytime. They need to get Longoria going, obviously, but other than that, I mean, you know, they defend pretty well. They play this park well. And Joe Maddon, I think watching him the last couple of days has been pretty fun to see him go back and forth with Bruce Bochy, even in the American League. And he did a pretty good job last night, I think, of trying to get the matchups he wanted. And really, a tip of the hat to Javier Lopez, because Joe Maddon did everything he could to get right-handers up there against Lopez, and he still got out of it.
Well, I've been asking for that. Tampa Bay starters, one or no runs 39 times this year. That to me jumped out and supports what you just said. Boy, Al, I'll call you Al because I don't want to call you Alex because that's A-Rod. We want you to be clean. So you'll be Al to me today. I know everyone's going to be writing me about it. But thank you so much for coming on, and have a good day today.
All right, you too, Marty.
All right, that is Alex Pavlovich from Bay Area Newspaper Group. He covers, obviously, the Giants. Does a great blog. You can follow him on Twitter, Alex Pavlovich, P-A-V-L-O-V-I-C.